We thank you for tuning in for the teaching today. We hope the Spirit of God rest upon you this day and God might smile upon you with his blessing. Open your heart, your mind, your soul, your intellect. You might receive the Word of God and he might anoint my lips and touch me as I minister and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus in a way of teaching to you today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to call upon you and to receive your word. Now, God, as we minister today, let the anointing come full force upon your word and upon your people and upon my lips. Send it out, God. Let it accomplish that word, and you send it for that purpose in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to teach on a subject today, the danger of resisting the power of God. We find many, many scriptures. The Bible tells us that power belongeth to God. God goes on to explain that all the powers that be, they're ordained of God. So simply here today, the devil could not function unless God allowed him to. So he's got a space of time, and during that space of time, God allows him to go on and function to that degree. But he's put all things subject through the name of Jesus Christ. The devil can only do those things which you allow him to do. You have the authority. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. As a child of God, you have the power to call upon the name of the Lord, and you can resist the devil, you can rebuke his powers, you can stop him short right where he's trying to do the damage of the work he's doing. Some people don't understand that. They say, well, you know, the devil's, he's got great power. He's only got power subject to the power of God and subject to what you'll let him do in your life. I won't let the devil come in my life and take over my life. I won't let him put a pack of cigarettes in my pocket and a six-pack of beer in my car or shopping cart. I will not let him put a wad of tobacco or a scroll or something underneath my lip or in the side of my jaw. I will not let the devil use me for his trash can. I will not let people that get on radio and TV with all their mockery and all the things they say against God, I will not let that go in my spirit. I will not let false prophet preachers put things into my spirit. I will not allow those that teach the word of God falsely to put that in my ears. I will not let the devil use me for a trash can. We need to realize we allow the powers that be to do whatever work we allow them to do against our lives. If we draw a line and say, no, devil, you are subject to me. I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I have the keys to the kingdom. I have the keys to loose. I have the keys to bind. And Satan, I bind you and I loose the power and the presence of God in my life. We have that authority. We are children of the Most High God, and the powers that be, they are ordained of God. And thank God we have his power within us, and thank God we have the knowledge to control the powers that are out there in the world. We have the power over darkness. We have power over all these things according to the Word of God. Now, let's go in, first of all, let's go in Romans, the 13th chapter, and we're going to look at verse 1 and verse 2. Every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but the power of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. That's what I've been talking about. I wanted to read it verse and chapter so you can go to your Bible and realize that I didn't make that up or I didn't hatch that up. That is the Word of God. Then right after that statement he makes in verse 1 of chapter 13, he comes back in verse 2 here and says, whosoever resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. We could close the book, we could close the teaching right there, and that's sufficient if you just want to take that face value for what it says. But a lot of people will not take the Word of God face value. They will not accept what God has said and what He has written. And here is Paul written to the Romans, and here is the Word of God. God spoke, amen, through Paul and through the understanding of the Word. We know that if we resist the power, we're resisting God. We're resisting the ordinances of God, and then we are going to receive unto ourselves damnation of the soul. Let's look in Romans, the 9th chapter, and in verse 19 through verse 23. Verse 19, thou shalt say then unto me, why dost thou yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Verse 20, nay, but, O man, who art thou that replieth against God? Shall the things formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Verse 21, has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endureth with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he has afore prepared unto glory? Great understanding here. God made us. Who are we to question? Who are we to go against the will of God? See, so many folks want to resist the will of God. They want to strive against the will of God. I've always, since I began to serve God, I've always looked at it this way. We need to study the Word, find out God's will, understand God's will, and get in God's will and walk in His will. You're not going to prosper outside of God's will. You're not going to prosper resisting the power of God. You're not going to prosper resisting His will. So it's high time, as the old saying goes, that we understand this. God made us. God chose what He wanted to do. And He made us, and He gave us the opportunity that we can choose to be vessels of wrath, or we can be vessels of obedience, honor or dishonor. It's up to us. He has chosen for those of wrath destruction. He has chosen for those of obedience. He's chosen eternal life for us. I don't know about you, but I want life. I want the promises of God in my life, and I want His blessing upon me. So I'm not going to strive against His will. I'm not going to resist His will, and I'm surely not going to resist His power. Then in 2 Timothy, in chapter 3 and verse 8, we see the setting of the Scripture here, and the Word begins to explain to this understanding, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Here, Paul to Timothy spoke about those that resisted the truth. They were people of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. In other words, they just didn't believe. They have perverted the faith and the truth of the living God, and they just didn't believe. And Paul warned against those that resist the truth. We need not only to not resist the power, but not resist the will of God, but also not resist the truth of God. Then in 2 Timothy in chapter 1, backing up just a chapter or so there. And in verse 7 of chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. We need to understand that God has made his power available to us. That's the reason that I warn people, don't sit under preachers that condemn the power of God, that make mockery of it, that make fun of it, because we need the power of God moving in our churches. That's what's happened in America today. The power's gone. We've let spirits of complacency come in. Preachers have come up with all kind of gimmicks contrary to the truth of the Word of God. They have failed to connect with the Spirit and allow the anointing to come and to speak. And I know right here in our area, and they tell me in most everywhere in the world right now, but I know surely right here in our area, people resist the power of God. They resist the will of God. They resist the truth. When God all the time has given us the power of God, God has given us the anointing that breaks the yoke and sets the captives free in our lives. And we choose what we want. We choose whether we want the fullness of God's power or we deny God's power. They tell us by the Word of God, it tells us that, they're having this understanding of so many people. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. And the Bible says, you know, we need to turn away from them. We need to get away from them. We need to leave them alone. And these are a people that the Word of God says are going to be without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, headly, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. From such turn away. That's verse 5 out of chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, and it says a mouthful. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they that creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Verse 7 says, for ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. We need to be a people that are hungry for the truth of God. We need to be a people that are thirsty for the truth of God, seeking the face of God every day of our life, wanting more of his power and more of his presence. And I myself, I don't know about you, but I want the fullness of his power in my life. I want God moving. I had just a simple thing happen the other day, something that I needed, that was of great value to our ministry. And God spoke to me to go to this particular place and see this particular person. And I found myself there that same day. And God allowed me for about a third, maybe about a fourth, of what the things we needed for the ministry would cost. We was allowed to purchase them for about a fourth of what they would have cost if we'd went and just outright ordered them and not got any kind of bargain or anything like that. And I told the man, I said, well, the Lord never fails. I said, the Lord spoke to me to come see you. And we had a great opportunity to witness there about how the Lord reveals things to us. And he does. And if we resist his power and we resist the Holy Ghost, we just cut all that stuff asunder. I've heard people say, we don't believe in the Holy Ghost. We don't believe in tongues. We don't believe in none of those gifts. Well, you just cut it all asunder, and you're going to receive to yourself damnation of your soul. And that's abrupt and that's plain, but that's truth. We need to be obedient to the voice of God, and we need not resist his power, nor his will, nor his truth. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let this message today, even though it might become abrupt to some people, let them realize that I'm trying to warn them and turn them around from that awful place called hell that if they resist your power and the power of the Holy Ghost, they are going to receive themselves damnation, their soul, and I don't want them to be lost. And God, you don't want them to be lost. So God, reach them now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.